There's a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Nun Gimel Amar Aleph. Amar Avi Damarav Asur Lomar Basar Zel Pesach. A person is not allowed to say when he buys meat, let's say, that this meat I'm putting aside for Pesach. Why? Mipnei Shenira Kemakdish Behemto VaOchel Kachim Bachutz. It looks like when you say that this meat is for Pesach, that you're being makdish the behema, and it's therefore a violation of eating kachim bachutz potentially. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Tav Samach Tesif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Asur Lomar Al Shum Behema, Bein Chai Bein Shchuta, Basar Zel Pesach. A person cannot say about any animal, whether it's alive or whether it's already shechted, that this animal is for Pesach, this meat is for Pesach. Levi Shenira Shechdishu Mechayim L'Karm Pesach V'nim Tzochel Kachem B'chutz. Even though normally it's too late to be Makdish an animal's Karm Pesach once it's dead already, but it looks like this is an animal that you were Makdish before when it was alive for Karm Pesach by saying that this is L'Pesach. So the obvious question is, when you go and you buy meat for Pesach, how are we allowed to do that? Can we even say that we're buying meat for Pesach? Isn't buying meat for Pesach a problem? That it looks like we're being matzah. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like a far-fetched chashash to us, but it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to say. They're very similar. Rabbi Levin was just pointing out to me, very similar to when we do machzah shekel. So the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be careful not to say that this is machzah shekel when you put the money in, but to say that it is zecher lemachzah shekel. Because if you say that it's machzah shekel, then it makes it sound like you're actually being makdish it is machzah shekel, and you can't just stam give it to tzedakah and let an ani use it. It would then have kedusha. So the Rambam actually does not mention this halacha. He leaves this halacha out that you're not allowed to say basar zel pesach. The Aruch HaShulchan explains in Taf Samach Tes Siv Dalid, says v'dasha Rambam hishbit legamri dinza. The Rambam entirely leaves this out. V'tmehani al mafarshim shloir gishu b'zay. Says I don't know why the mafarshim didn't take him to task for this. Why aren't the mafarshim discussing how the Rambam skipped this? And he says, I'll tell you why it is though. He says b'shum d'Rabbi Shimon sover b'menachos. It's a Gemara menachos kuf gimel amar aleph that kol shalois nadiv kederech hamisnadvin. Whenever a person takes an adavala hekdish in an unusual way, where he says he associates the wrong thing with the wrong carbon, so then it's not going to be a valid form of making something hegdish. The Tosefta says in the end of Menachos Homer, Harei Alai Ola Al Menasha Krivenu Bebeis Chonav. Person says, I'm going to be Makav a carbon Ola Al Menas, that I don't have to bring it in the Beis Hamikdash, I can bring it somewhere else. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Ze Ola. That is not a carbon Ola. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Shimon. If the Rambam passes like Rabbi Shimon, you understand very well that it's Eino Klum, because this is not, certainly when you say Basar Zel LePesach, that's not Misnadev Kederech HaMisnadvim, to say that this meat should be for Karban Pesach, and that's why the Aruch HaShulchan suggests the Rambam leaves out this halacha. The problem with that justification is no one thinks that you're actually being makdish when you say Basar Zel LePesach. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it's a problem because we think you're being makdish, it's that it looks like you're being makdish. It's clearly an issue mit the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan didn't want it to make it even look like you're being makdish an animal. So the Me'iri writes a little bit differently. The Me'iri in Pesachim and Dafrim Gimel says, Umine hatavuos haru'uyos lematza af b'mefarish mutter, kigon shiyomar chitim elu lepesach. Says the Me'iri, if you want, when you set aside grain, flour, to use for matzah, you're allowed to say, this is for Pesach. When you go shopping, you buy chocolate, you buy candy, you can say, yeah, this candy is for Pesach. It's for the Seder, I'm using it for Pesach. And you don't have to worry that someone's going to think that, no, you're buying that candy to sell it, to use the money to buy an animal that you can use for a common Pesach. There's no such concern. Because people always say the Chitim Zula Pesach. They always say that they're preparing something for Pesach. So he says, Umeata, if that's the case, Bizmanim Alola Yerushaf B'kol Davar Chayin, Chutz min amakula shaf b'stam aser. He says, I would think that's true of anything that you couldn't really use as a carbon pesach, like an already butchered piece of meat. A gedi makulas, a goat that's been, or a sheep that's helmeted, that's set up in the way that they would roast over a spit, the carbon pesach, that you shouldn't say is l'pesach. But says the Me'iri, otherwise it's okay. But nevertheless, it seems in Shulchan Aruch we don't pass like the Me'iri. So the majority of poskim, Mishra Brewer and Simon Tav Samach Tesif Kan Aleph, say that this is only a din l'chadchila, meaning b'di'eved, it's going to be okay anyway. There's only a din l'chadchila that we should try to avoid saying this, but it's still something that that we should be conscious of. Now, another important kula, Magen Avraham in Tav Samach Tes Sivkan Bey says that if you say Basar Ze Al Pesach, then there's no reason to be makbid. It's only when you say Basar Ze Le Pesach, because if you wanted to be makdashit, you would have said Le Pesach. It's a little bit difficult to understand what the difference is between Al and Le, but maybe that the difference is that whenever you say Al Pesach, that's an indication that it's not a normal way that one would, it's not a lashon that one would ever use when they're being makdish something. It sounds like it's more for the yontif of Pesach rather than for the korban. See, it's a misnomer. A lot of times we talk about how we celebrate Pesach. We don't celebrate Pesach. We celebrate Chag HaMatzos. It used to be that there was a celebration for Pesach. Pesach is on Erev Pesach, starting out, we discussed yesterday, on at Chatzos, when they would actually have a celebration of bringing the Karban Pesach. So the big kula that I found, they quote from the Sefer Or HaChama in Siman Tav Samach Tes, says the reason why we're allowed to say when we go shopping, we're buying this meat for Pesach, or don't touch that, that's for Pesach, you know, however the conversation goes down, where someone mentions that something is for Pesach, is that we call it Pesach, and there's no Yantif or Karban called Pesach. The Yantif slash Karban is Pesach. So since we call it Pesach, that's not anything. So that's not a violation. When you, if you were Makdish or Karban for an animal for Karban Pesach, you'd have to say Le Pesach, not Le Pesach. So there is an interesting tshuva of the Rivvos Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt, and Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Os Lamed. He says he doesn't understand why it is that when people give Ashkacha on things that are Kasher Le Pesach, that they're allowed to write Kasher Le Pesach. Why are you allowed to write Kasher Le Pesach? Isn't that the same as saying Basar Zeh Le Pesach? Isn't it a violation of this halacha? I don't know what he wants them to write. I guess you could write kosher for Passover, because Passover certainly doesn't mean a karban. Passover is obviously a reference to the holiday. But he says he doesn't understand. He said, and he tries to make it tally on whether ksiva kedibur dami. When you write, is it the same thing as speaking? So when you write something, can you, if you want to be makdish an actual karban Pesach by writing it down that it's the Pesach, would that be considered kedibur dami? It's a little bit of a funny tshuva, sounds like. But meaning l'chora, it's only. It's this whole thing is mitarabanan that it looks bad. So it's really look bad when it's on a label. It looks bad when you say Basar Zeh Le Pesach. That makes it look like you're being makdish or karban Pesach. So probably it's a little bit of a funny question. It's not really such an issue. In Shulchan Aruch in Tav Samach Tes Sif Aleph, he says Asur Lomar Al Shum Behema Basar Zeh Le Pesach Avul Mutzul Lomar Chita Meil Le Pesach. Right, so he goes from one extreme to the other. He says, "Behema, meat of behema, you're not allowed to say is the Pesach. Wheat, you're allowed to say is the Pesach. What about everything in between? What about chicken? Can you say chicken is the Pesach?" So the Magen Avraham there writes, "Ubamaril aser afilu oaf, kol shebemino talin shchita." The Maril says anything that requires shchita would be included in this issue. You're not allowed to say it's the Pesach. But it's a chumrah that people are machmir. Says the Magen Avraham, "Ki medina ein Israel b'davar." Kraval gabei hamizbeach, something that's actually brought on the mizbeach. So chicken lechora says the Magen Avraham, it's a big chumra to say that it's a problem. Mishra Bruri says tov lahachmir. The Batar Hashulchan says chumra yaseira to be machmir even on chicken, not to say that. But this little sif in Shulchan Aruch, I thought maybe it would be kedai to just at least be aware of that when we speak, we should again. My agenda over here in the last couple of days is that we should always remember what we're missing. From our Pesach celebration. And what we're missing from our Pesach celebration is the centerpiece of the entire holiday, which is the Karban Pesach. So these little halachos of Malacha on Erev Pesach, the halachos of just not saying Basar Zeh Le Pesach, it reminds us, when we're cognizant of these things, it helps us remind ourselves how different our Yom Tov is now than the way it should be. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zocher to celebrate with a Beis HaMikdash with a Karban Pesach.